I'm Ken Zonley, and this is Performing Arts Gallery. Tonight in Galesburg, the beautiful Orpheum Theater begins its 2013 Red Carpet Series with the Russian National Ballet Theater's performance of the story of Swan Lake. That's tonight at 7:30 p.m. at the Orpheum Theater. The Tchaikovsky Ballet involves a swan that is actually a princess, a prince involved in this romantic entanglement, an evil sorceress, and a stage full of ballerinas in avian form. The classic ballet, tonight at 7:30 at the Orpheum Theater. For more information about the Red Carpet Series, ticket prices, subscription packages, and student tickets, visit them online at www.theorpheum.org or visit the Orpheum Theater main box office at 250 East Main Street, Suite 110, or contact the box office at area code 309-342-2249. Also ahead in this year's Red Carpet Series, on Wednesday, February 6th, the Acting Company's production of Mice and Men, the Nobel and Pulitzer Prize-winning John Steinbeck's tale of two drifters, one of the most widely read stories in America, coming to life on the stage. The Orpheum Theater and the Monmouth College Theater Department team up again on Friday and Saturday, March 1st and 2nd, for the downtown rhythm and blues musical Hairspray, based on John Waters' cult film of the same name. On April 10th, the Orpheum Theater is excited to present Two Cellos, a nationally and internationally acclaimed musical duo. Yes, they are two cellos, but they perform music you do not expect from a classical cello duo. They've appeared on national television, including The Tonight Show with Jay Leno and The Ellen DeGeneres Show. That's what's in store this spring. In the fall, the Red Carpet Series will be bringing you Sandy Hackett's Rat Pack Show, a recreation of Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin, Sammy Davis Jr., and Joey Bishop. November brings a most unlikely setting for a circus, a factory where the workers are acrobats and the machines are circus props. It's Cirque Mécanique. And in December, the Reduced Shakespeare Company will take you on an irreverent, yet still heartwarming trip through the holidays in the ultimate Christmas show, Abridged. All those coming up this year at the Orpheum Theater in Galesburg, part of the 2013 Red Carpet Series. In Fort Madison, tonight and tomorrow night, Lights, Camera, Action, Inc. is presenting an indoor movie. It's Herbie Fully Loaded. That's at 6:30 tonight and 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. In Herbie Fully Loaded, Maggie Payton, the new owner of the freewheeling Volkswagen Bug with a mind of its own, puts the car through its paces on the road to becoming a NASCAR competitor. The film is being shown at the former Fort Madison Middle School at 1801 Avenue G in Fort Madison. Concessions are only $1. The movie itself is free. Lights, Camera, Action, Inc. is presenting a different family-friendly movie every weekend through the end of May. And here's a preview of next week's film. It will be the classic Billy Wilder comedy Some Like It Hot, starring Tony Curtis and Marilyn Monroe and Jack Lemmon. The Western Illinois Museum will be hosting the popular Ukulele University 101, Learn to Play the Ukulele, on Saturday, January 12th. The presentation will be at the museum south of the Macomb Square from 1 until 3 p.m., It's an introductory instructional workshop for beginners and is designed for those who have no experience with the ukulele. The two-hour course, taught by Mike McGowan, will introduce and explore the basics tuning, chords, strumming techniques, phrasing, and songs. The workshop fee is $10 and supports the Western Illinois Museum. Ukuleles are provided, or you can bring your own. But advanced registration is required. Contact the museum at area code 309-837-2750. Ukulele University 101, Saturday, January 12th at the Western Illinois Museum. The Galesburg Symphony Society's 12th Annual Casino Night Gala will be Saturday night, January 26th, at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Galesburg. The gala is the only annual fundraiser to benefit the award-winning Knox Galesburg Symphony. It includes a silent auction, official casino games, hot and cold hors d'oeuvres, a 50-50 drawing, a cash bar, and the Bob Clark Combo, providing live entertainment. Tickets are available for purchase at Innkeeper's Coffee, 80 North Seminary Street in Galesburg, or by calling the Knox Galesburg Symphony at 309-341-7268. Tickets are available while supplies last. Tickets will be available at the door, supply willing, which opens at 6:30 p.m. It's the Galesburg Symphony Society's 12th Annual Casino Night Gala, Saturday night, January 26th. Registration is now being taken for the City of Galesburg Recreation Division's 2013 Ballroom Dance Instruction. Classes will meet on Sunday evenings from January 6th through February 10th at 6 to 7:30 p.m. at the Hawthorne Gymnasium. Participants will dance in the new year with waltz and rumba dance steps. The graceful waltz is a dance which never goes out of style. Combine that with the slow rhythm of the rumba for a perfect mix. A great opportunity to improve your health and fitness with dancing. You can pre-register at Lakeside Recreation Facility, 1033 South Lake Story Road. For more information, contact Elizabeth Varner of the City of Galesburg Recreation Department at 309-345-3683. Ballroom dancing in Galesburg. In Macomb, the BCA show Cocktails with Larry Miller has been rescheduled for Wednesday, January 23rd, and the location will be The Forum in downtown Macomb. Miller had previously been scheduled to appear at Western Illinois University this past April, but the show was postponed after the entertainer sustained an injury. The one-man act, described as a combination of comedy, theater, and music, will open at 7:30 p.m. at The Forum at 124 North Lafayette Street, just off the downtown square in Macomb. Miller has appeared in movies including Pretty Woman, The Nutty Professor, and The Princess Diaries, and has made appearances on television including Curb Your Enthusiasm, Boston Legal, and Law and Order. He's also a columnist for the Weekly Standard and the Huffington Post. Tickets are $15 for the public, $10 for senior citizens, and free for WIU students with a valid ID. They're available at the Hainline box office. The number is area code 309-298-2900. They're open from noon until 5 p.m. weekdays. Or you can get tickets at the door the night of the show, or go online at bcabringsthestars.com. Anyone with tickets for the originally scheduled date can exchange them for new tickets at the Hainline Theater box office. For more information, go ahead, visit bcabringsthestars.com or larrymillerhumor.com. Cocktails with Larry Miller, rescheduled for Wednesday night, January 23rd at the Forum in downtown Macomb. And you know what? Tri-States Public Radio has a little bit of a concert presentation of its own this coming Saturday, February 16th. Our next guests in our celebration concert series, The Waymores. Tom Kimmel, Sally Barris, and Don Henry have written songs for the Stars and garnered praise for their solo work. Yet, what's most exciting about The Waymores is the magic they make on stage together. This is a three-pack of Nashville's finest singer-songwriters playing as a band. The Waymores.
Surrounded by those big blue skies of youth, when DJ spun the rising sun of truth, I was flying 8 miles high in love. and it felt as if the whole wide world was singing like a bird, ringing like a Rickenbacker, sweetest sound I've heard, the innocence of rock and roll, the innocence that stirs my soul. Everything it touches turns to gold. You'd think by now that we'd have found our way, but the future's drifting backwards every day. The more we know, the more miss that hopeful sound of singing like a bird, ringing like a Rickenbacker, sweetest sound I've heard, the innocence of rock and roll, the innocence that stirs my soul, everything it touches turns to gold. Now radio's been bought and sold away, but flowers through the cracks still find a way. Young town criers ring the Rimney bell, and it sounds to me like love and peace are still alive and well. And singing like a
with their tribute to Roger McGuinn and the Byrds, Sing Like a Bird. The Waymores will be on our stage here at Tri-States Public Radio on Saturday, February 16th at 7 p.m. You can find tickets online at tristatesradio.com or give us a call at 1-800-895-2912. And don't forget our March artists, the David Wax Museum, on Saturday, March 2nd at 7 p.m. I'm Ken Zonley. Join me again for Performing Arts Gallery.